While a recent report from the Department of Natural Resources shows about 10 years of natural gas is available in Cook Inlet, there remains the difficulty of delivering gas on peak use days, especially in cold winter weather when customers are using more gas to heat their homes and businesses. Two state lawmakers have announced their plans to introduce legislation aimed at addressing deliverability and a possible long-term decline in gas production. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
The Cook Inlet Recovery Act is the effort of House Speaker Mike Chenault of Nikiski and Representative Mike Hawker of Anchorage. Chenault says that in light of the recent DNR study, there needs to be a way to get current deposits of gas to market. He says that the declining production of natural gas in South Central Alaska has hurt the local economy, and now the possibility of a shortage is a threat to safety.
Naturally, we've came up with some ideas. We'll see whether they work with the industry and certainly see whether we can get the support to pass them and try to make sure that, that we don't get into a situation where we don't have the gas to keep consumers and businesses heated.
While the bill has not been made final, one part of the language will center on incentives for building natural gas storage facilities through tax breaks and streamlining payments of tax credits already in place. Chenault says there are several companies looking at building storage facilities in the area. One such company is Cook Inlet Natural Gas LLC, recently formed by TransCanada. That company's executives have been meeting with city and borough administration to discuss several possible locations in the city of Kenai for a storage facility. However, Chenault says that company and others with interest in gas storage have not asked for changes. Instead, the legislators have approached companies to have a dialogue about the situation and the business environment for the industry.
And, they have questions concerning RCA control and different issues there. So, as we work our way through it, we'll see what works for not only the state of Alaska, but what would work to ensure that if we need in-ground storage, that we have the ability to move forward with that and not be hampered by it.
Another part of the bill would be eliminating a tax on companies that do business on the North Slope and Cook Inlet. Chenault says the tax credits in place now cannot be transferred between operations in the two locations.
It may make it better for them to make the investment here in Cook Inlet because of the gas issue versus making that same investment up on the North Slope. Might be a disincentive for them to invest in the Cook Inlet when they may be able to get a better tax break on that same money invested in Prudhoe Bay.
Chenault says if this bill becomes law, it would be only one component of a larger effort to address Cook Inlet gas issues. He says this bill addresses short-term gas needs, and he says legislators and the public will need to look longer term, up to 50 years in the future, to understand what may come.
More than likely that there won't be another big gas find here in the Cook Inlet. It'll all be smaller fields, but we know the consumer base is going to probably continue to grow. So when we start talking about other components, we may be talking about, hydro projects or certainly a bullet line or a spur line to the Cook Inlet to relieve the gas issue here.
Chenault has also said he does not feel this proposed legislation would hurt any chances of a bullet line coming to fruition. He says he and Hawker have worked on the bill since the summertime. It may need more work before likely getting pre-filed in early January before the legislature convenes January 19th. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.